This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Gandaki State reports 55 new cases of coronavirus today. 10 corona infected persons in the Banke district return home after recovery. Landslide disrupts a Narayanagarh Mughlin Road section from this morning. And India's COVID-19 tally crosses 5 million as cases continue to surge at an alarming rate. Now the news in detail. One person has died from coronavirus infection in Dharan-based B.B. Koirala Institute of Health Sciences today. According to a spokesperson of the hospital, Dr. Nidesh Sapkota, a 35-year-old man of Saptari, died from coronavirus infection this morning. The disease has been suffering from kidney ailment and blood pressure for the past 1 year and had been undergoing dialysis at Gajendra Narayan Singh Hospital in Rajbiraj. 55 new cases of coronavirus have been reported at Gandaki State today. According to Health Directorate of the State, 32 persons from Kaski, 13 persons from Gurkha, 6 persons from Tanahu, 3 persons from Baglung and 1 person from Nabalpur were confirmed positive for the coronavirus. With this, the total number of corona-infected persons in Gandaki State has reached 3,171. Likewise, 5 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Bhojpur District. According to Health Office Bhojpur, of the infected, 3 are police personnel, 1 prisoner and 1 employee. 10 corona-infected persons were undergoing treatment at various isolation wards in Banke district have returned home following health recovery. District Health Office Banke's corona focal person Naresh Shrestha, 7 persons have recovered from Veri Hospital, 2 persons from Hotel Indrani, 1 person from Agriculture Training Centre isolation. With this, the total number of recoveries from the coronavirus infection in Banke district has reached 1,088. 13 student organizations have demanded the bodies concerned to take action against educational institutions charging high fees in the name of online classes. A meeting of those organizations took the decision urging the bodies concerned to take action against the private schools and campuses charging high fees in the name of online classes, said R.C. Lamisani of All Nepal National Free Students Union. The meeting also requested to run examinations of grade 12, regular and postponed exams of campuses and university by preparing criteria and plan to conduct examinations. The student organizations asked the government to create environment conducive for resuming teaching learning activities in all schools, campuses and universities by adopting necessary health security measures as an alternative learning system has not been found effective and COVID-19 will not come under control immediately. Former Speaker and noted human rights defender Damannath Tungana has said democracy will not be stabilized until reforms are made in the existing electoral system of the country. At the 34th edition of Democracy Dialogue, organized virtually on the occasion of International Day of Democracy, he called for the formation of high-level commission for the overhaul reforms in the electoral system. The tourist bus entrepreneurs have stepped up their preparation to operate tourist bus service, placing high health safety measures. Preparation is in full swing to resume the traffic bus service, adopting higher safety measures following the government's decision to permit the operation of service from 17th September. Chairperson of the Tourist Bus Association of Nepal, Ishwar Sharma, said that the preparation has been made in a way to give a sense of full security to the passenger. The continuous flute landslide has obstructed the Narayanagarh Mughlin Road section again. Police said that the road traffic has been disrupted with no let up in the landslide at Ichakamana Rural Municipality, 4 kilo following the incident rain. Police Inspector of the Area Police Office Mughlin, Kanchan Tamang, said that the traffic along the road section has been disrupted since 6 a.m. this morning due to recurrent flow of fluid. Inspector Tamang said it was difficult to remove debris from the road due to continuous rainfall. Bisishar Chame Road section linking the mountainous district Manang has sunk today. The road along the Bisishar Chame Road has caved in at Bisishar municipality due to landslide and flood following incident rainfall from Tuesday night. Sub-engineer at the Dumre Bisishar Chame Road project office, Suman Adhikari, said that around 20 meters road has subsided. He further said that it was impossible to carry out a repair and maintenance of the road due to incident rainfall. an aftershock measuring 6.0 on the Richter scale, with its epicenter at Ramchi in Sindhupalchok. The National Seismological Center said that the aftershock occurred at 5:19 this morning. Center's earthquake expert Lok Bijay Adhikari said the current jolt was not a new one, but an aftershock of the Gorkha earthquake. On to some international updates now. The number of confirmed coronavirus infections in India has surpassed 5 million, officials say the second highest in the world after the US. The virus appears to be spreading much faster in India than any other country, with daily cases crossing 90,000 for the 5 days up until Tuesday. More than 80,000 people have died amid reports of shortages of intensive care beds and oxygen supplies. But the death rate is lower than in many countries with a high case load. The rise in infections comes as the government continues to lift restrictions throughout the country to try to boost an economy that lost millions of jobs when the virus hit in March. Gyms are the latest to reopen, while schools, colleges and cinema halls remain shut. But most workplaces and markets are back to normal. Japan's parliament has elected Yoshihide Suga as the country's new prime minister following the resignation of Shinzo Abe. After winning the leadership of the governing party earlier this week, Wednesday's vote confirms the former chief cabinet secretary's new position. A close ally of Abe, the new prime minister is expected to continue his predecessor's policies. Shinzo Abe announced his resignation last month, citing ill health. Early on Wednesday, Abe held his final cabinet meeting and told reporters he was proud of his achievements during his nearly 8 years in power. The United Arab Emirates and Bahrain signed agreements on Tuesday to normalize ties with Israel, becoming the first Arab states in a quarter century to break a long-standing taboo in a strategic realignment of Middle East countries against Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump hosted the White House ceremony, capping a dramatic month when first the UAE and then Bahrain agreed to reverse decades of ill will without a resolution of Israel's dispute with the Palestinians. In front of a crowd of several hundred people on the White House lawn, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu signed accords with Emirati Foreign Minister and Bahrain's Foreign Minister. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Gandaki state reports 55 new cases of coronavirus today. 10 corona-infected persons in the Baki district return home after recovery. A landslide disrupts Narayanganj-Mughlin Road section from this morning. And India's COVID-19 tally crosses 5 million as cases continue to surge at an alarming rate. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.mp for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.